Hello, everyone. We are the McElroys, the hosts of The Adventure Zone. And if you're brand new to The Adventure Zone, listen, there are podcasts out there, folks, a lot of them. More every day, it seems like. And whenever someone tells me, oh, you got to check out this show. Oh, man, you'd love this. And then I look and I see that there's like hundreds of episodes. I have no idea where to start.
So overwhelming. I never know where to begin. So, hi, I'm Justin.
What?
What we thought would be a fun thing to do would be to suggest to you where you might start with The Adventure Zone. Let's give you, though, before we get to that, very quick pitch. Griffin, what is The Adventure Zone?
Hi, this is Griffin McElroy. It's an actual play show. If you're listening to this, you probably know what that means. But if not, we...
Why? Why would they... Why on earth would they not listen to our show, but know of the genre?
Tabula rasa, man. Tabula rasa.
Tabula rasa. Yeah. Thank
Hi,
you,
Hi, I'm Clint.
If I say tabula rasa on the show. That's Dad's function.
It means we actually play games and tell stories and do jokes and have fun as a family. And yeah, you can join in on that. The fun, not the family part. That's probably not going to happen.
All openings are closed. Yes, right, yeah, you're not accepting new.
I would also say, if you're saying like what makes you guys different from other actual play podcasts and shows and stuff, we don't so much worry about the mechanics of the game so much as we focus on like story and mostly trying to make each other laugh or frustrate each other. It's one of those two often. And the thing is, we've done multiple different stories. We haven't just stuck with like, you know, one storyline or one set of characters. And so the good news is for you, if you're looking for a place to start, you have a lot of different options. Perhaps you would think that the obvious place to start is just start at the beginning and go on. But I thought maybe we could take turns. Justin, you suggested if you were going to start, if a friend of yours is like, I've been thinking about listening to The Adventure Zone, where should I start? What would you tell them?
Okay. So personally, I would pick up with Ethersea. When you're looking at the show, you're going to see different, what we call arcs. And those are completely separate stories. Some are longer stories that take dozens of episodes. Some are very short stories that take one or maybe a few. The one that we're doing right now is called Ethersea. And, we're playing a game called Dungeons and Dragons, sort of a modified version of it. It begins with a prologue where we play a game called The Quiet Year, designed by Avery Alder. And what Ethersea is the story of basically a city that is drawn to the oceans by an apocalypse and are carving out a new life for themselves below the sea. And it's about three adventurers. A lot of the arcs end up being about three adventures because there's four of us and one person has to be the boss or game master, if you prefer. So it's about three adventurers that are discovering a sort of building their relationship and looking for their fortune underneath the ocean. It's cool. We're still kind of figuring it out. We've just recorded our, I think, 11th or 12th episode as you're listening to this. So we're still kind of figuring it out, and it's the thing that most people are listening to right now and talking about. So if you want to be part of the ongoing conversation, just catch up. I would personally start by catching up with Ethersea and then getting those new episodes weekly as they are released. It's a fun story so far. And like I said, it's still very nascent. But I think if you were to want to start listening right now, that's what I would do.
Now, I might suggest if you're looking, maybe your friend is like, I don't really want to commit to like a whole arc, like a whole thing, and I'm not really interested in gameplay so much as I just want to be entertained, I would check out, we did a one episode kind of arc, I mean, if you can call it that, it's a one shot, based on a game system that we designed ourselves, that we ended up calling Dadlands. In which we all play different kinds of dads in a post-apocalyptic wasteland run by different dad factions. So you have like your Disney dad and your car dad and I try to remember
Coach Dad. I was the grilling dad.
The grilling dad, and that was run by Brennan Lee Mulligan of you probably know from Dimension 20. He is another person in the actual play community, and we made that game ourselves with some help from Jen Ellis and Keith Baker of Together Studios, and it is very light on mechanics, very light on worrying about like how a game works, and mostly focuses on just being silly. So if you have a friend who's not really interested in RPGs, that's a pretty good place to start.
The first arc we did, the first thing we did, the first episodes of the Adventure Zone take place in an arc called Balance, which is our longest arc and probably the story we are known most for because we're releasing a graphic novel adaptation that we're up to book five of?
Four is out, five is coming.
I see. And yeah, I think the reason that that might be a good starting point, despite the fact that maybe it's a little intimidating because of its length, it's 69 episodes, which is really good.
So nice.
It is really us learning how to play Dungeons & Dragons while we play it, because none of us really had experience with RPGs like this before we started doing Adventure Zone. Adventure Zone actually started out as a bonus episode for My Brother and Me, another show that we do. So if you're coming at this completely fresh, starting at Balance not only sort of familiarizes you with our most known story, it will also teach you the rules of Dungeons & Dragons, because God almighty, did it take us a while to reach a level of, I'll say, competence?
Yeah.
Pseudo-competence with it.
Very nice way of putting it, Griffin.
Like a loose, slippery grasp, you know? Like
right,
our hands are covered in some sort of butter.
Precisely.
Yes.
Maybe familiarity might be a better
That might
term.
Be a little too oh, forgiving.
Confidence. Right.
For me, I think a really good starting point is the beginning of Amnesty. Amnesty was what we technically referred to as our second season, and it uses the Monster of the Week by Evil Hat. It was a very atmospheric, very evocative. If you're into like cryptozoic stuff and kind of spooky, kind of, I would say, urban fear, urban.
I mean, Monster of the Week is right there, right? So like a Supernatural or like Charmed or Buffy or something like that.
And it was a different kind of game system for us in which we had some the characters had some familiarity with each other, but at the same time, they kind of were discovering about themselves. And it, like I said, it was really spooky, but a lot of fun. It really felt to me like we were really hitting our stride in Amnesty, and you know, we had some big milestones in there. I mean,
sure,
people died.
Whoa.
What? Oh, spoilers.
Well, I didn't say who.
Right.
I would mention though that if you want to start with Amnesty, Amnesty started when we were doing some like shorter runs, so you're gonna want to go for there's a chunk of them earlier than you'll see the actual episodes start. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the best way of explaining that? So when you think you see the beginning of it, just go back just a little bit, because there's like a couple that we were doing in like trial runs, and that's the one that we ended up doing.
We also did a bonus show. We did a live show, The Ballad of Bigfoot, which was an Amnesty story based on "Oh Dang, Bigfoot Stole My Car with My Friend's Birthday Present Inside," designed by Paul Etten.
Yeah, let's be clear. That's the name of the game system, and it's incredible. Yeah.
It's an incredible game.
We played a couple one-shots that I just want to touch on real quick. We did Hootenanny, where the first one of that we did at the stage of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, which is the previous home of the Grand Ole Opry. And so that was like our first kind of, we sang in that one, which was like new for us in front of an audience.
With them good family harmonies.
Indeed.
Sure.
And that was playing a game system called Lasers and Feelings, designed by John Harbour and the Double Clicks. There's actually a virtual live show of that coming up November 5th that we're doing, where like you will actually like watch the video of us playing. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can go check out that first episode. And the second episode of that is actually in the Max Fun Drive bonus content feed. So you can find that there. And I know it's my own game, but if you like something a little grittier and a little old westy, might I recommend Dust? Game called Urban Shadows, designed by Magpie Games, and it's about like an Old West kind of like alt reality in which there are humans and vampires and werewolves and ghosts and demons. And I ran that one and had a great time doing it. And it's just, it's a little bit more, I would say it has kind of a similar, I don't know, I mean, Serenity and Firefly, can I say that? Has a little bit of that feel to it. Except not like sci-fi.
So not really like it much.
No, yeah, it's just like, I guess, the old westy part of it.
Okay, I get that now. And once you get deep into it, man, there's so much waiting for you on the other side. An incredible community of amazing people. Just so many merch.
A lot of fan art.
A lot of merch. Yeah. And merch, though. The merch is what
the
we
merchandise
really want to
drive is a home. Real profit center. Should people also, like, if you want to start with balance, also, we have a graphic novel based on balance that would be a fine, like, if you wanted to, like, get going quickly on something, that would be a fine place to start, too, is reading the graphic novel. It's sort of like a boiled down version of what we've been doing, what we did in that podcast arc that'll take you a lot less time if you're in the mood to just, like, get cranking on it.
And the cool thing about the graphic novels is while it is where we, you know, kind of boil down the story, it's expanded because it's bigger because the art by the amazing Carrie Peach makes it bigger. And you've got so much to look at and it's absolutely a ton of fun.
A feast for the senses.
A visual feast.
One more thing, though, I do want to say, like, maybe you've listened, like, none of this has been interesting to you at all. Absolutely. Totally get it. I would make one pitch, though, to check out the music of the Adventure Zone, because it has been, I will brag on my little brother for a minute, some of the most amazing stuff to come out of us doing it. Griffin makes original music for episodes, and those have done, like, people love them, right? They have been much beloved, and there's some real absolute jams in there. And so if that sounds interesting to you, totally check that out. If you just like search for the music of the Adventure Zone, you will find it, and it's really good.
So that's, I feel like you are now equipped with everything you need to know. No matter where you start, as long as you do start, that would be fantastic.
That would be nice. Yeah, we'd really like
that.
We
hope that you like it. And like us,
we worked hard on it.
Yeah.
So just please love it.
Yeah, just be nice about it. Well, Dad phones
I've been working hard on it. I don't know what the other guys are doing. I'm working on it really hard.
I'm
working on it in the background here. Sure. I can't even focus on what's going on.
If you for some reason want more granular information about the show than this, you can go to bit.ly/TazReference, and that's got a bunch of sort of supplementary details about the show. So,
we just recently started releasing episodes weekly. So that's a new thing for a long time. Years and years and years, we were doing every other week. Now it's weekly, so you have even more reason to listen.
Catch the wave.
Yeah. Get on board. Choo-choo.
And if you start one of those arcs, don't Google around about it, because you never know. I mean, that's probably self-explanatory, right? But, like, I don't know.
Yeah. It might be spoilies.
There's spoilies. Yeah, there's spoilies. Okay, that's it. Are there two versions of the first episode of Balance?
Yeah.
Should we clarify?
Yeah, there's one episode that is like 3 hours long or something. And then if you find episode 1.5, that is cutting down a lot of like discussion about rules and flipping through pages of books and whatnot to just.
Yeah, we didn't know we were going to do more of them.
Yeah. The first one.
Okay, you old scamp, get out of here and listen to our show.
And 1.5, you know, 2x, whatever you need to do to chuck through it. You know, as long as you get that merch cranking, I think everybody is agreeing. It doesn't matter where you. There's no wrong place to start as long as it ends at McElroyMerch.com.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Adventure, ahoy. We say that in every episode.
That's true. Yep. Thank you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.